Inshallah, we all will benefit from the Quran, from the Hadith, from the sayings of our pious ancestors. We will hear something, we will learn something that will have an impact in our lives, inshallah. Hadith Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to tell to his colleagues, the people around him, Ijlis bina nu'min sa'a. Come and sit with us and we'll bring iman for some moment. They did have iman, but when you talk about Allah, when you talk about the Rasul of Allah, when you talk about iman, talk of different aspects of iman, that increases our iman, it refreshes our iman. Besides that, mashallah, it is the month of Rajab. The month of Rajab used to enter, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, bless us in the month of Rajab, bless us in the month of Sha'ban, and transport us, convey us to the month of Ramadan. We are living in the month of Rajab, great ni'mat and bounty of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Our dua, our hope is, we enter into the month of Sha'ban, and we witness the barakat and the blessings of the month of Ramadan. Such a beautiful month with so much of rahmat and mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we should desire this. We should aspire it. We have no guarantee that we'll be living to see the month of Ramadan. Last year, this time, people were living. And they are not with us anymore. What guarantee do we have that we will see the month of Ramadan? And what guarantee do we have that whether this will be our, we will get many more Ramadan after that. So, this is a very, very thought-provoking dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there's so many messages in this short dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, inshallah, in today's majlis, we'll share one very short, brief hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala who says, on one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ يَأْخُذْ عَنِّي هَٰؤُلَاءِ الْكَلِمَاتِ فَيَعْمَلُ بِهِنَّ أَوْ يُعَلِّمُ مَنْ يَعْمَلُ بِهِنَّ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who will take from me some advices, some statements, some thought-provoking advices, he would practice on these advices and he may teach someone that will practice on these advices. Nabi Kareem Sahib didn't just give these advices. He first created a desire to take the advices. And he asked the question, who will take the advices? He didn't just give the advices. He created desire in a person. And when you create a desire in a person, and the person says, yes, I want to take the advices, the person will value it and appreciate it. So Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ana ya Rasulallah. Ya Rasulallah, I will take those advices. I will practice on these advices and I will teach someone that will practice on those advices. And subhanallah, look at Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he practiced on those advices, he narrated this hadith and millions of people have practiced on this hadith because of the hadith narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, when I told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will practice on those advices. So he says, فَأَخَذَ بِيَدِي فَعَدَّ خَمْسًا. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught my hand and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam counted on my hand those advices, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 advices. And from this we also understand, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a very natural approach in teaching. And also a very personal touch when he teaches someone. When a teacher actually holds the hand of the student and then starts counting 1, 2, 3, then it's a personal touch and the student will feel personal to the teacher as well. And in this way, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam won the hearts of the Sahaba. Then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam enumerated 5 things. But before mentioning those 5 things, you know, it is our wish, it is our desire, whether we achieve it or not, but it's a wish and a desire that I want to become the greatest worshipper on earth. Whether we can do it or not, a different issue. But the desire is there, a hope and wish that I could become a great abid, a great worshipper. It is my wish and my desire that I become the most independent person. We live in this world of dependency, and sometimes it becomes very difficult to be dependent on others. I hope and wish that I could be completely independent. The third, it is my hope and my wish that my iman be perfect. Especially a person that is sensitive to iman, it is his desire, his wish that his iman must be perfect. And the fourth, my wish and my desire that my Islam, my outward conduct of my iman must also be perfect. And the last and the greatest desire that everybody has, that I hope and wish my heart stays alive, spiritually alive. If your heart is dead, you can't do nothing. But when your heart is spiritually alive, you can do everything. So these are five great bounties everyone desires. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave five very simple prescriptions to achieve each one of this. The first one Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, how can you become the greatest abid, greatest worshipper? He said, ittaqil maharim takun a'bad an-nas. Stay away from haram. Stay away from haram. Stay away from sinful things. Backbiting. Zina. Throwing lustful glances on women and enjoying yourself with that. Speaking lies. Fraud and cheating. Deception. Every sin that you can think about. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, you want to become the greatest abid? Stay away from haram. Stay away from sinful activities. You look at the attitude of the Sharia. Sharia emphasizes more on a person to stay away from haram than doing good deeds. You do good deeds, it's good. You get the reward for it. But there's more emphasis in Sharia to stay away from wrong than doing good deeds. And we can also understand the logic of it. If a person eats only healthy foods, he's very health conscious. But at the same time, if you have to drink a little bit poison, what will be the benefit of eating that healthy food? It will be harmful and detrimental to him. On one side, we are doing acts of virtue, but on the other side, we are committing guna and sins. We are wiping away that act of virtue. In some hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam so beautifully mentioned, خَلِّ الزُّنُوبْ صَغِيرَهَا وَكَبِيرَهَا. Keep away, empty yourself from guna, from sins. Whether it is small, whether it is big. Sometimes people will think, hey, it's a small sin, what does it doesn't matter. But a fire is, a house get burned down with fire, it starts off with a small spark. And that's where it starts off. When you don't stay away from small sins, it leads you to committing big sins. And sins is such, you have the desire to do it. Until you don't stop, don't have the courage to exercise restraint, you'll carry on doing it. If a person got a skin disease, he's got a rash, and he keeps on scratching, the doctor will tell him, I'm giving you ointment, I'm giving you medicine, but make sure when you feel the itch, you don't scratch. But this person, he has a desire, he just wants to scratch. He scratches, that medicine is going to help him. He's going to cause a greater wound. Every time he wishes to scratch, he keeps on scratching. And he's going to deepen the wound. That medicine is going to help. But if he exercises restraint, the doctor told me I must not scratch, I'm going to worsen the wound. And within a few days, he'll get used to the idea, the wound will recover, he'll recuperate. The desire for guna is just like that itch. You itch to do it. But if you exercise restraint, then you'll stay away from that guna. And over a few, within a few days' time, you'll get used to that idea. So this is the first advice Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave, that you want to become the greatest worshipper, stay away from guna, stay away from sins. Second advice Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave, you want to become the most independent person, you don't want to bother about the next person, you don't want to have wishes, desires, expectations of others. Very simple, the prescription is, وَرْضَ بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لَكَ تَكُنْ أَغْنَى النَّاسِ. Be happy with what Allah Ta'ala has decreed for you. Whatever Allah has decreed for you, whatever is in your taqdeer, you're happy and you're content with that. You don't look at other people, what other people have. And then you desire and you aspire that. The moment your gaze goes on other people and what other people have in their life, then you're not going to be satisfied with yourself. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advised us, when it comes to worldly issues, then you will look at the person that is lower than you. You got a house, and you look at the person that got staying in a hut. You got a house, look at the person that got no house. You got food to eat, look at the condition those people have no food to eat. You'll appreciate what you have. When it comes to dini issues, look at a person that is higher than you. That you don't look at a person that is lower than you. At least I'm reading three namazes, another person not reading no namaz. You don't look at that. Look at that person that reading five namazes. I'm only reading three. I should become like him. So aspire for higher things in dini issues. So if you want to become the most independent person, then just make yourself content. Sometimes it happens. A married person, he's married. He's just not content with his wife. His nazar goes on someone else. Now if you condition your mind that that's my wife, that's my taqdeer, that's my naseeb, I need to be content with her, then your nazar is not going to go on anyone else. Very often marital problems and all the related problems are because the person is not content with what Allah decreed for the person. Third advice, that how can a person become a very sensitive and a perfect mu'min? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, أحسن إلى جارك تكن مؤمنة. Do favors to your neighbor. Not just being good to your neighbor, not just being tolerant to your neighbor, do favors to your neighbor. Your iman will be perfect. Fourth advice Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave, that how your Islam can be perfect. You know, iman is something that is inside the heart. Islam is something that the iman that is inside, it expresses itself on the outward appearance in your conduct. That is Islam. So how do you do that? How you perfect your Islam? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that أَحِبَّ لِأَخِيكَ مَا تُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِكَ. Love for your brother what you love for your own self. How you want the next person to treat you, you treat the next person in that way. Don't be selfish, don't be self-centered, don't only worry about your own self. Give your fullest to the next person's comfort, then your Islam will be perfect. And the last advice that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave, how can you keep your heart alive? لا تُقْسِرِ الزِّحْكَ فَإِنَّ كَثْرَةَ الزِّحْكَ تُمِيتُ الْقَلْبِ. Don't laugh excessively. Every now and then, you just want to be jovial. Every now and then, you are looking for the opportunity where you say you could crack a joke or somebody cracks a joke and you laugh. Doesn't mean you're not supposed to be light-hearted, but excessive laughing, it actually kills the ruhaniyat and the spirituality of the heart. In one occasion, Nabi Kareem Sahib said to a sahaba, لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ مَا أَعْلَمْ لَوْذِحِكْتُمْ قَلِيلًا وَلَبَكَيْتُمْ كَثِيرًا. That only a few people know what I know, referring to ilm al-ghayb, that if Allah has removed the curtains of the ghayb from us, and only if we come to see what is behind the curtain, then we will laugh less, we'll cry more. It is our ignorance and not knowing the haqiqat, the reality of things, that we are ghafil and that we are unmindful. So this is a very short, brief hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Only if we understand this hadith and practice on this hadith, it will make a world of difference in our lives. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq and hidayat to practice on these five beautiful advices of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.